to sing our national anthem is the World Wrestling Federation's own Mean Gene Okerlund.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to need a little help on this one, so if you would please join us with the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, all the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof to the night that our flag was still there.
Everybody,
oh, say, does that star-spangled
rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. Just what a way to start.
Well, I'll tell you something, Gino. I didn't believe Mean Gene Okerlund had it in him, but he rates right up there with Robert Goulet.
Hey, friends, that, of course, was Mean Gene Okerlund, who died last week at the age of 76. Here's one thing, a lot of podcasts, a lot of folks in the wrestling business, either fans of the wrestling business or who are involved in the wrestling business, have paid tribute to Mean Gene over the past week with tributes. A shout out to the Skullbuster Wrestlecast, Tom and Jason Skull. Tom put together a great compilation of Mean Gene's sound bites throughout his career, his illustrious career in the AWA, the WWE/WWF, and of course, WCW, and something to wrestle with Bruce Pritchard. Of course, Bruce Pritchard, a close personal friend of Mean Gene. He and Conrad Thompson remember the icon as well. And then my friends over at Podzilla 1985, Pro Wrestling Unscripted, they also paid tribute. Just a few of the shows that have. And of course, Monday Night Raw, if you're listening to this show Monday morning when it drops, Monday Night Raw tonight will also pay tribute to Mean Gene, with Hulk Hogan making his return to Raw for the first time in years. So Mean Gene touched many, many lives in the world of professional wrestling. Fans, the talent, people behind the scenes, on camera, and all points in between. I have a short tribute video up on the My123Cents YouTube channel. I wanted to play, though, his rendition of the national anthem to kick off this episode 216 of My123Cents, the podcast, because, one, I haven't seen a whole lot of people talking about him doing the national anthem, and it was one of those little-known facts that I had forgotten about and then was doing some research on the first WrestleMania when I was a part of the Battle Bowl trivia contest on Ring General Radio. And as I was watching the show, I was reminded that Mean Gene did, in fact, kick things off. I had forgotten all about it, and on Something to Wrestle With, they talk more about Mean Gene's singing chops, and not only did he do the national anthem, he also has a song on the wrestling album. He did Tutti Frutti on the very first wrestling album, and he and Jesse Ventura and Vince McMahon do commentary throughout the album as well. It's great. If you have never heard it, and I actually still have the vinyl, and my daughter got a record player for Christmas, so I was actually listening to that just the other day, too. So there's so much nostalgia attached to Mean Gene, and such an integral part of our childhood. And I'm talking to the kids, of course, of the 80s, the 70s, the 80s, and even the 90s, as he proved to be that force in WCW as well. And I don't really think, because there's debate. You can debate, and I'm stealing some of these talking points from other podcasts, but obviously we all kind of share the same sentiments. there are managers that you can argue who was the greatest. There were commentators. There are referees. There are superstars or wrestlers that you can argue who was the greatest of all time. But with Mean Gene being the backstage interview guy, I don't know that you can argue that there was anyone better than him. And that's no disrespect to the current crop on WWE right now or those who also were doing backstage interviews at the same time that Mean Gene was. Just an icon, a force in the world of professional wrestling. You know, the wrestling match that he had, and I was reminiscing on the match that he and Hulk Hogan had against Mr. Fuji and George the Animal Steel last year in May when I was getting ready to wrestle, because I'm an announcer. I'm a ring announcer for Stride Pro Wrestling, for those who are new to the show, and I was involved in a match last year. And so, you know, I always am very leery. I didn't want to be the Michael Cole going into this where he wrestled Jerry Lawler a few years ago at WrestleMania. I didn't want to be a part, you know, as an announcer, you just kind of want to be there to support, you know, the rest of the cast, the rest of the talent, if you will, the wrestlers who are getting in there and putting their bodies on the line. So I was always very leery of being involved in an angle where I'm getting in the ring and getting physical. But I always go back to that Mean Gene thing. And I don't feel like Mean Gene ever took the spotlight from anyone or was trying to, you know, put himself over. And that's what I loved about Mean Gene and respect. And I'm hoping, you know, again, no one will ever be Mean Gene, but I feel like I can take, and I have in the past, and it's weird to say this, but like you have him in your mind as you're going in to do a segment. For example, for Stride Pro Wrestling, we recently just recorded an interview that I did that's going to be up on the Stride Pro Wrestling Facebook page later this week. And, you know, obviously I'm not trying to copy or emulate Mean Gene, but there are things that you take from him that you are thinking about. And he was definitely in my mind. You know, I was thinking these things, having these thoughts and premonitions, if you will, before his death, but especially this past weekend, he was definitely in my mind as I was going through that interview that I did with Red Daniel. So I hope that you are going to check that out and stick around on the podcast, because this week I do have a guest, the King, Chris Hargis. He is Stride Pro Wrestling's new king. He was coronated over the weekend, but things didn't go as well as he had hoped, I don't think. I will confess there were a few technical difficulties, so the interview is not as long as I was hoping that it would be, but both of us on the road at the same time talking and trying to record, so Chris and I'm sure Chris has been on the show a couple times before in the past, talking about Buried Alive and talking talking as a Stride Pro Wrestling wrestler and what he has done and what he has accomplished in the world of professional wrestling. Although I don't particularly care for his arrogant king-like attitude, I do respect Chris as a professional in the Stride Pro Wrestling ring. So we'll get to Chris in just a few minutes. I do have a few other things to talk about, including that big Stride Pro Wrestling show. And so much great talent. Such a great, memorable first card of the new year of 2019. By the way, Happy New Year, and thanks for being a part of My 1-2-3 Cents. And I guess since I started talking about Stride, I'll do the Stride wrap first, and then I'll get to some housekeeping notes that I have as well. As I mentioned, Stride has a new king in Chris Hargis, and we talk more about the idea to become king and all that good stuff as well. So we kind of do this interview in character, but also from a storyline or from a standpoint of a wrestler who has some advice for others who are wanting to get into the business as well. Anyway, Axel Allwork comes out and interrupts the coronation ceremony and says that he wants to wrestle Hargis in a match where the loser leaves town. Hargis denied that. General Manager Sam Hunter comes out and says that the two will wrestle Saturday night in the ring, but whoever wins that match can pick the stipulation for their next match in West Frankfort on February 2nd. We're going to be at the junior high in West Frankfort that night. They both agree, and we're off to the races. The opening match features Wraith and Cash Borden, who is the Legacy Champion, defeating Riser and Jay Spade. Now, both of these teams, you could have flipped roles here at one point and it had been Wraith and Riser versus Spade and Borden, but friendships have dissolved and we have bitter enemies going on there. So Wraith and Cash picking up the victory. Not exactly a clean win there for Cash Borden and his new attitude as well. So we'll have to wait and see what's next for all four of these men, as I'm sure things are going to be heating up over the next couple of months here in Stride Pro Wrestling. Jason Tiller gets the win over Isaiah Markell. He is the enforcer coming in from the St. Louis area. It was his first match here in Stride Pro Wrestling. Tiller, a big monster of a man, well over 300 pounds, and just laid waste into Mr. Markell. The RWO was around as well, as Cole James faced Jose Magnifico. Magnifico picked up the win, but was attacked by the three members of the RWO, the Redneck World Order. Then Brian Richards came out to seemingly make the save, which would have been an unusual act for Brian Richards, but he showed his true colors. They are black and white, and he is now also a member of the RWO. Joey O'Reilly and Brandon Espinoza had another great match, a rematch from their contest in December. This one, though, was for the number one contendership to the Legacy Championship. However, Jason Tiller came in and laid waste to both men, now setting up for a fatal three-way. So whoever wins that three-way matchup on February 2nd will be the number one contender to the Legacy title. Then we got into action with Hargis and Axe Allworth. King versus Axe. This match actually ended in a double countout. So to make things fair, General Manager Hunter allowed each man to set a stipulation. Now, the stipulation that Axe Allworth said is if he wins the match on February 2nd, he gets to have a match against Jay Wellington Beauregard, his former manager who turned his back on him several months ago, or actually well over a year ago. Hargis says, okay, we accept. I get to set the stipulation of who the referee is for that match. Who is? Jay Wellington Beauregard. But then to make things fair, General Manager Sam Hunter announced that he was setting a third stipulation for the match, and that is that there will be a special enforcer outside the ring for that contest. So it's going to be an interesting night for sure in West Frankfort on February 2nd. Dexter Roswell and Mr. Anthony, former DR Party members, DR Party founder Dexter Roswell, denounced the party, said the party is dead, and that he is going to just focus on being the best that he can be here in Stride Pro Wrestling, and not only in 2019, but in 2020 as well. So he and Mr. Anthony went for the Stride Pro Wrestling Tag Team Championships against Farmer Billy Hills and Scott Phoenix. However, the champs were victorious and walked out with the gold. However, it's a hair versus championship match for February 2nd. Roswell and Mr. Anthony putting their locks on the line against the gold held by Farmer Billy Hills and Scott Phoenix. So that one's going to be a fun match for sure as well. And in the main event, Heath Hatton defended the Stride Pro Wrestling heavyweight title against Tony Flood. However, there's no champion right now. You can read more about all that in the latest My123Cents blog over at My123Cents.com. However, a quick synopsis here. That mystery man from last month came out once again with that lead pipe, tried to attack Hatton with it. Hatton knocked him out of the ring, locked Tony into the sharpshooter, which the referee had been knocked out. Tony seemingly tapped. He hit the mat, but then Hatton was incapacitated. And as Flood went for the pin, we had no referee. Well, Sam Hunter brought out another referee who made the count. However, that referee argued with the referee who saw the tap, and Sam Hunter has now held up the Stride Pro Wrestling heavyweight title and has announced that the winner of next month's matchup, February 2nd, between Hatton and Flood in a two out of three falls matchup in West Frankfort will be the new Stride Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Champion. So look forward to that. There's lots going on in Stride right now. It is definitely, it may be winter outside, but things are certainly heating up from the storyline perspective. And I'm looking forward to being in on the action again. February 2nd, we're back. Then February 9th. Check out strideprowrestling.com for all the details. Now, I'm talking about Stride, and that brings me to last week's episode, The Senties, which I think I explained this in the episode, and I never went back and listened, but apparently, you know, Chad and I recorded The Senties right after recording Wrestling Under the Influence. We knocked out two shows in one day, and I continued drinking through The Senties, and so far, the feedback has been positive. People thought that it was funny. I was a little more, you know, animated, I guess, which is something I'm going to work on in 2019 as well for this podcast, to be a little not so boring, if you will. Sam Banks left a review, which I encourage you to leave a review as well. And let me know what you want. That's what I love about Sam. He is not afraid to voice his true feelings and opinions. I think a lot of people candy coat stuff. But Sam, you know, he let me have it. And this is an old review. I found it because I haven't had a whole lot of reviews on iTunes. So if you have a chance, please review the show. 4 stars, 5 stars, 1 star, whatever you think. But I would like your opinion. Constructive criticism. Sam does that. There is constructive criticism involved in his thoughts and feelings. So rate and review the show and let me know what you think of not only the podcast, but you can also mention the blog. You can watch the YouTube channel, which I'm doing videos now. Go Figure Friday. I'm talking about different wrestling action figures that I have collected through the years. More than 30 years of collecting. So check those videos out as well. But I have kind of digressed here a little bit, but want to go back to the Senties. Tony Flood mentioned it to me at the show over the weekend. I talk about some of the highlights from Stride, and I failed to mention Tony doing the moonsault off the top of the cage, and he also did that moonsault at our October show where he hit his head on the ladder. I forgot about the moonsault off the cage because his match was right before my match at Stride Go Steel in the Ville, or it was a couple matches before. I was nervous as hell backstage, you know, gearing up, getting ready to go out there and have what was only going to be my second match ever. So I was very nervous that night. So as much as I loved the show and called it Show of the Year, there were things that I had forgotten about, and even going back and looking at some stuff. So Tony, this one's for you, brother. A hell of a job, as always. Also in that match this past weekend against Hatton. You guys do some magical things in there together for sure. Also, you know, need to mention Espinoza and O'Reilly. You know, everybody goes out there and puts their heart and soul into their matches. So thank you to everyone who gets into that ring and has the courage to do it and perform, because it's not an easy thing. And, you know, here I am being PC Kevin again. But that's kind of my thoughts and feelings on that. I also want to encourage you, if you haven't already, and my goal for 2019 is to make a sale to someone who I don't know. I have sold a handful of shirts over on the My123Cents Pro Wrestling Tee store. There are 3 designs. One of them is a Christmas one, so I get people aren't going to probably want to buy that. I'm working on something new, though. I can have up to 4 designs until I sell 25 shirts, and I'm getting close to that mark. But there is a Stride Pro Wrestling shirt. If you are a Stride fan and listening to this, show your Stride pride. It's a gray t-shirt with the big Stride logo in the middle. I have one. Hunter Woodworth, who is a longtime Stride fan, came to the show Saturday night sporting his. So if you are able to, head on over. And again, it's prowrestlingtees.com/my123cents. And if you're listening to this show on Monday, the 7th of January, before noon Central Time, you can save up to 20% on your order. There's instructions on what to use code-wise and all that. Just go to prowrestlingtees.com/my123cents. Make your purchase there. Buy some other shirts. Find your favorite indie wrestlers or even superstars, there are several superstars that have pro wrestling tee stores up as well. But my goal in 2019 is to make a sale to someone who I don't know, who I've never met, and even someone who doesn't watch Stride or maybe even necessarily always listen to this podcast. So there is the Mondo the Monkey shirt still up and available as well. But I'm working on other designs, and of course there is the jitterymonkey.com/shop, where you can also get my 1-2-3 cents merchandise, but you can also get merchandise from Chad Smart's Positive Cynicism podcast, as well as Greg Mahochko's Five Heart podcast and the Nerd United podcast. So lots of fun things. It's not just t-shirts there. There are hoodies, there are baby items, there are toddler items, there are cups and mugs and all that good stuff as well. So be sure to check it out, jitterymonkey.com. And of course, all of your Jittery Monkey podcasting fun is here as well. I think I'm going to wrap things up for now on this portion of the podcast. Again, rest in peace, Mean Gene. You inspired a generation, probably a couple of generations of young wrestling fans who wanted to make their way through this business. So thank you for that. Stay tuned now, though, for the King, Chris Hargis.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for my 1-2-3 cents of the podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
Everyone, as promised, the King, Chris Hargis, is the guest this week on my 1-2-3 cents, the podcast. King Hargis, welcome to the show, and you actually are on your way home from the Big Stride Pro Wrestling event tonight.
I am. I got about a 2-hour ride ahead of me. Not too bad. Going through the great state of Illinois with all the scenery.
So tell me, you know, a big coronation happening. You now are the King of Stride Pro Wrestling, but it didn't actually go, I don't think, as well as you had planned, because you and Axe Allward now are going to go one-on-one once again. This time, he named the stipulation that he gets in the ring with your manager, Jay Wellington Beauregard, if he beats you, but then you named the stipulation that Jay Wellington Beauregard is the special guest referee, but there will be an enforcer there as well. Talk to me a little bit about your thoughts and feelings heading into this match. It was a good idea, by the way, calling for Beauregard to be your guest referee.
Yeah, you can't just come out there and let, you know, Big Mouth keep interfering in everything I'm doing. So he thought he won off me, then I won on him, and then the other Big Mouth comes out with his stipulation. He's not even involved with the match, so I don't even know why he's sticking his, you know, fat nose in anything.
Well,
I'll still come out victorious as usual.
With all due respect, that big nose is our general manager, Sam Hunter, who decided to throw that extra stipulation in that there will be an enforcer coming up on February 2nd. It's happening at Central Junior High School in West Frankfort. But talk to me a little bit about the King idea and becoming the King of Stride Pro Wrestling. It's a character that we've not seen before in Stride.
I guess the idea, it was about a year or so ago, talking with the late, great Larry Madison, one of our wrestling champs. That's how it came up. It was something I wanted to do for a while. And at the time, I was a SICW heavyweight champion. I was talking, ran the idea by Larry. He's like, that's a great idea. When the time's right, we'll do it. Well, then about earlier in 2018, the time was right. And it's stuck, taking it everywhere with me. I think it's working.
I grew up in the 80s and, Harley Race and, of course, Jerry the King Lawler. But then we had the Macho King Randy Savage. So many great performers were the King. And then Booker T in more recent years, Steven Regal, or William Regal. Tell me a little bit about, you know, what was it about the King idea, the King gimmick that kind of appealed to you?
You know, to me, it was just a natural progression for me based on where things were going. You know, after dropping the title at SICW, you know, what's better than being champion, being the King? So we went with it, gave it a shot, and it stuck. You know, and it's, you know, now I'm just taking it with me everywhere I go, and it's working. There's nobody's doing it. There's very few people that have done it and are doing it. So it's another thing in itself. You always want to try and be different. I always tell young guys, you know, don't be afraid to, you know, communicate with the bookers and the matchmakers and the agents or whatever. Throw your ideas out. You know, they'll say out of 100 times, they'll probably say no 99, but it only takes that one idea and then boom, they can change everything. You never know.
How much creative influence do you as a indie wrestler do you have? Because I know you mentioned SICW and you obviously are here in Stride, but you have wrestled all around as well. Do you get to make, you know, as long as you've been in the ring now, do they take you a little more serious when you do come up with ideas like this?
Yeah, now, yes. In the beginning, no.
Yeah.
But like, you learn that based on your history, your performances over the years. Because some people think I've earned that, so...
No.
But even back when I'm starting, I still wasn't afraid to be like, hey, what do you guys think of this? What do you think of that? What do you think of this? What do you think of that? And there's some things that never happen, and there's some things, you know, later on, they're like, hey, remember that one time you said this? I think we can fit that in now. You know, so it never hurts to say something, you know? Unless you're afraid to say something.
Yeah, that is absolutely great advice for, you know, pretty much any walk of life. But also, you know, to kind of sit under that learning tree and learn. Because obviously with Stride, and I know SICW to an extent is like this, but there's a lot of young talent that is still growing and learning in Stride. And you and Axe and Heath, Farmer, you're all kind of those elder statesmen, so to speak, even though you are still have plenty of gas in the tank, so to speak. But what advice do you have for those young men and women who are training and learning and wanting to come up?
Actually, as you say that, I'm training people at Cowboy Bob Orton's Wrestling School over in Illinois for it's affiliated with SICW.
Oh, nice.
The biggest thing that I tell these guys is, well, first, right off the bat, I asked him, why are you doing this? The variety. You ask 10 guys, you get 10 different answers.
Mm-hmm.
And then I always tell them, approach it like it's a full-time job. Even though it's, you may wrestle once a month, once a week, whatever it may be, approach it like it is a full-time job. And it, what I mean by that is, you go to the gym, you eat right, you watch film, YouTube, whatever form of media you got to watch stuff on. You know, you watch other wrestling, you watch other guys, you talk to other guys. You get in the ring and practice, train. There's so many guys around, you know, they think once they start having matches, they're done. And that makes no sense to me. Because, like, we'll use NFL playoffs are going on right now. Say Tom Brady, he's been in, what, 9 Super Bowls? He still practices every day.
Mm-hmm.
If a 5-time Super Bowl champion practices every day, why can't the nobody wrestler practice every day? You know what I mean?
Right. No, that makes perfect sense.
But it makes no sense that guys don't take it seriously. It's too dangerous not to take seriously.
That is a great point.
When you know what you're doing, it's still dangerous. So why would you not take it seriously?
And not only is it a danger to yourself, but, you know, your opponent that you're in there with as well. You know, there's a lot of trust that goes on with what you guys do.
Yeah. And there are guys that I won't get in the ring with. That's a topic for a different show.
Absolutely. Tell me, who is someone that you kind of still have on your bucket list or your wish list of someone that you would like to get in the ring with?
Someone that I haven't, or just anybody I'd like to get back in there with?
Either one. Yeah, either one.
Well, I always look forward to smacking Heath Hatch in the face. It's always one of my favorites. Ken Kaza, I've had tons of matches with him. He's always one of my best opponents. Probably those two guys are always on top of my list. And then if I would say someone that I've never, ever been in the ring with, If it was possible, I'd like to work with Shawn Michaels. I don't know if that's possible.
Oh, wow, yeah.
If you think that all-time bucket list, him or Kurt Angle, would be my all-time bucket list.
Yeah.
One of those two.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, I think my best matches over the years have been with Keith Hatch and Ken Casa from various states and various companies.
Tell me.
I've known both of you guys for 10 plus years.
Yeah. Well, you guys always put on a good show, and I enjoy watching you in acts. You guys tonight, as we record this, had another great match. As we mentioned, it's going to be another grudge match going on between the two of you. Tell me, though, about, because for a very long time in Stride, you know, the fans were behind you, but now you've aligned with Jay Wellington Beauregard, and this whole King thing has not really endeared you with any of the crowd.
I guess sometimes you got to do what you got to do to get to where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I can put it. Some people like that, some people don't like that. Some want to boo me now, a few still cheer, and that's okay. But I'm going to do what I got to do to get to where I need to go.
Now, you had a little taste of championship gold in Stride when you won the Legacy title. Unfortunately, you had that back injury and had to vacate the title. Now that you're King, has that quenched your thirst, or are you still looking to become a champion again?
No. I still plan on getting season.
Yeah.
Nobody else only asked it because I had to do it up. I've never beaten for it. Well, to answer your question, I plan on having all the belts before I'm done.
Well, you definitely have the skill set, and with Jay Wellington Beauregard, a dangerous combination for sure. King, is there anything else you'd like to say before we wrap things up?
Yes, we can just give a warning out to Axe. You know, if you didn't get enough tonight, you know, in February, you know, I might be doing him a favor, you know, put him out of action for a while, and he can sit on the couch and watch the Super Bowl, you know. He'll be home, so I might be doing him a favor. I know he's a big football fan. I say, watch out, 2019, you're going to see a lot of things. So, the King is here.
Bold words coming from the King, Chris Hargis. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. And again, you can catch Hargis in action coming up on Saturday night, February 2nd. It is part of Stride Pro Wrestling's big fundraising event in West Frankfort. Chris, as always, or Your Majesty, as always, thank you so much for being a part.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right, everyone. Thanks again so much for listening. I apologize for some of the potential audio issues you may have heard there with the King, but be sure to come check out Stride Pro Wrestling. Again, it is happening February 2nd, also February 9th. Be sure to follow strideprowrestling.com. That'll link you to the Facebook page and, of course, all the social media accounts, and you can stay up to date with the very latest. And, of course, there's also my123cents.com. I'll keep you posted on all things going on in Stride Pro Wrestling as well. Thanks, everyone, so much for listening. Happy New Year, and have a great week.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.